hello everyone, and welcome back to another episode of The Reality Is. As always, it's Noor, and I'm so freaking excited that my now in real life friend Amanda Hunt is on. Hi, hello.
Hi, hello. Great to see you on screen, as it was great to see you IRL so recently.
So recently, I'm like, we're just having lunch the other day with a little baby boy waiter.
Oh my god, he was the sweetest youngest child. He had a real like good version of James Kennedy when he first joined Vanderpump Rules. You know, so young, so slender.
He was a Victorian child, a sickly Victorian child. That is what the youth would say about him.
It's true.
He was a great server. He was a good server. Do you think that when he moved to Los Angeles, he was like, I'm going to one day be a server?
Oh, of course. At other restaurants, everyone wants to work at Sir.
Really?
That's a line from season one, Stassi. Oh. She was like, at Sir, every server wants to be a model and an actor. At other restaurants, everyone wants to work at Sir. Which is simply not true.
We should have asked him.
Yeah.
The slender man who...
I feel like he's young enough that he's like, oh, I just watch YouTube videos, you know, like he doesn't watch a whole TV show.
My kids actually don't quite fully understand the idea of television shows. Like, they just started getting into it, but they'll be like, is this a show or a movie? I'm like, it's a show. I'm like, oh, okay. Or they'll say, are you watching that video? And I'm like, it's not a video, it's a television show. They're like, oh, okay. Like, they think it's so weird. It's like, I think, feel like back in the day where they're like, I'm going to watch my talkies. And like,
yeah. Or like, I had a nanny who used to watch her stories while we were napping. That feels very spot on.
Yeah. And now, if my kids said I'm watching stories, it would mean something completely different.
Yeah. And you'd be like, did you get an Instagram account? You can't have that.
Okay, so much has happened in the last 24 hours. When we hung out, we talked a little bit about how Sandoval is coming in with this whole I'm a wounded bird and I need my people around me situation. This episode also really went into that. But unfortunately for him, he did an interview with the New York Times Magazine. And it came out at a time which I truly have to say, like, congratulations to them. Now, did you read the article or did you listen to it?
I didn't even think about listening to it. I read it. I highlighted and shared key passages with others. Some people who watch the show and some people who I'm like, but would this make you watch the show? the Kyle Chan of it all. Oh, God. So happy for all these lurkers who've been trying to get on Vanderpump Rules forever and they finally have their chance.
That's exactly what's going on with Kyle Chan and also with Billy Lee. I'm like, look at these opportunists. They're like, you need somebody.
I get it. LA is really hard. You got to just hang out, wait for your opportunity. Like, I'm trying to be a writer every day. I, you know, my integrity slips down just a little bit.
Oh, God. So I wrote more notes about this article than I did about the actual episode of Vanderpump Rules this week. And I feel like that feels right. So some of my favorite parts of this article was number one, the hero of this article was Riley, the 23-year-old publicist who has no idea what the hell she's doing.
Bless her heart. Okay. And then the cup, God, and thank you for posting that cake thing today. did an interview with Tom Sandoval where he ate some cakes.
Grocery store cakes.
That's so Vanderpump Rules. That's dead on for the show. That is good branding.
Okay. Also, it wasn't even like he really ate them. He just like was pictured with them and then like sexily putting a fork in his mouth. Like he's Nigella from the Food Network. And it's like, you're not.
The man has visible abs at 50, we'll say. He doesn't eat cake. He hasn't had cake in so long.
No. And also, like, each picture is like him sexily eating a cake or whatever, and then it's just like one sentence. He's like, like, this cake is, like, really good, dude. Like, it's, like, that. That's it. That's all this. Like, the Erewhon cake, he's, like, I think this cake is, like $900 bajillion. And I think Taylor Swift would eat it. Like, that. What are you doing?
That's Riley. Riley got him that, I'll tell you. Like, I one time threw some money in the trash and lit it on fire by hiring a publicist to help me. With my one-woman show, Monica Lewinsky Sings Your Heart Out. And, like, I was like, can you help me get people to see the show? And she's like, totally, totally. And then as soon as we started, every day she was like, I mean, are you a minority in any way? And I was like, I'm literally not. I don't know. Like, if you cannot help me, if that's not true, we cannot work together. But I would love my money back. And like this interview article, Tasting the Cake, that's a kind of, if you Google Amanda Hunt, you will find some shit like that with me on the internet that this publicist got me. So nothing is high profile's interview, but but I said, that's good job, Riley. You got a good one.
Yeah, Riley really killed it. Riley's been a fan of Vanderpump Rules since middle school. She was
tough to hear.
So funny. She said at one point in the article, he said, Tom Sandoval says, when I punched Jax, that sent the show into the stratosphere. And I was like, no, actually, it was when Stassi slapped Kristen. Yeah. We often forget that he even punched Jax because they continue to be friends.
And but also when he punched Jax, that was kind of whatever. But then Jax turned to the camera, blood dripping down his face, and grinned like a maniac. And that was this, like, yes, right. Stassi's slap of Kristen was like it. But then when I think of the secondary thing, I think of Jax. I don't think of Tom.
No. And honestly, when I think of that moment, I think that Tom pretended to punch him.
I think he really punched him, but I think he did it for the cameras.
Yeah. And I think that he got hurt in the process.
Sandoval?
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah, he was
physically way more hurt than he was by Jax and Kristen sleeping together while Drive played in the background.
So when he says this about when he punched Jax, sent in the stratosphere, Riley remembered watching that episode with her middle school friends. Quote, we were like, wow, this show is epic. And Sandoval says, dude, it was. It was so cool.
I liked the part where he says, I really, really was like in love.
Like, really?
Like, really?
The way this article is written, you like know how badly this guy, like, or this writer was just like trolling him. Like, I think that they were like, oh, this guy's a jackass, and I can't wait to make him think that this is a sincere interaction we're having, and then I'm going to light him on fire. Now, obviously, the biggest thing to come out of this was what's all over every news headline. It's that he compared himself to two black men, actually. I'm not a pop culture historian, really, but I witnessed the O.J. Simpson thing and George Floyd and all these big things, which is really weird to compare this to that, I think. But do you think in a weird way it's a little bit the same? No, not even a little bit the same.
I don't even think those two instances are the same.
No!
It's just like the gall of it and the like this whole article and this whole season that we're also watching and the cake eating thing, whatever, they all point to this like sincere, arrogant belief that like he isn't wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And like I believe like he believes what he tells himself. And I also believe this worked for him once.
Yeah.
Like on a smaller scale, but like it worked for him. And we didn't like Kristen, but and Kristen, I mean, she's got her own, you know, I'm not going to get up here and say Kristen was innocent, but Kristen was a victim of Tom Sandoval, even as other people were a victim of Kristen.
Yes.
Like he's bad.
Yeah. And it's the same way like Schwartz does the aw shucks thing and Sandoval did like the like like really like meta and like cool artist guy. Like that was his thing. He was like, I'm a musician and an artist and an actor and like I care about people and like, yeah, I'm good looking, but like I'm not superficial. Like that was his thing. But like that was his version of aw shucks. That yeah. was his way of making people think that he was not a predator. And, yeah. you know, like that's what he was trying to act like. He was like an easy person to open up to. After this, he immediately put out an apology. But did you see what happened with Bravo While Black?
Yes, I did. I think I originally saw the post, the first quote yeah. through them. Yeah. Like, and then immediately for him to be like, oh, let me block them first. Oh, more people know about it. I guess I'll apologize. Like, it's yes. just like, no one has ever been less sorry about any of his actions than Tom Sandoval and more sure that anybody will believe him.
Yeah, it's bananas. It's like, I just don't understand what's going on in his mind that he was like one of the most prominent Black Bravo content creators. Like he was like, I'm going to pick them and I'm going to make sure that I block them. And he didn't just block Bravo While Black's Instagram. He also blocked Kaya and Aaron's personal Instagram.
Well, we know that from Summer Moon that he will block.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Them. You're right. That's... Of course. How could I? We know that from Summer Moon, of course. Yes, you're right. You're right. You're right. It was just this whole article. Like, it was incredible. He said he felt like he was a character in Uncut Gems. He also insists that he lasted longer in the Special Forces show than JoJo Siwa.
Than the JoJo Siwa? I don't think so.
He said the editors just made it look that way. Oh, did the editors also make it look like she fireman carried you? Like... Yeah. Please. Tom. Please. Oh, God. One of the other quotes that was so funny was he said that when he talked about like his early aughts, like modeling style, he said, because I had a versatile look because I could do this like Daddy Doesn't Love Me emo look. And I could also do a more slick back look.
The two looks. Those are the two like, yeah, I said, okay, yes, of course, the two looks of the early aughts. Do you remember seeing him on The Hills?
Yeah.
Like, he, like Jason, Mr. Giselle Bryant,
yeah.
Has been trying to get on reality TV for a minute.
Yeah,
exactly. And then obviously he did get on reality TV.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, I love this absolute delusion that he operates under. I know you just started watching Southern Hospitality. This kind of delusional self-aggrandizement is like, for me, why we watch Bravo.
Yes, it is. It's just that it's not fun in this situation because this is a person who actually uses that kind of delusion to then hurt and manipulate people, right? Like where yes. you have a person who I'm just learning about, Grace Lilly, who wow. is, you know, she is also of the same mindset. But Grace Lilly so far into the show is not going to hurt anybody.
No, not. And if she hurt somebody, it would be an accident and she would yeah. never know about it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like Tom has picked up a shtick. Mm-hmm. And his shtick is that he's this like flighty artist guy who does shrooms and has LED lights all over his house. And he's like cool dude bro guy. And it's like he's also from the Midwest. And it's like I don't understand. He's like really morphed into this like California guy. But like also you're from the Midwest. Like
I mean he's been out here a long time. If we take him at his word that he's 42, which – I do not. He's been out here for more than half his life. Like, I'm from North Carolina, but I lived in New York for almost as long as I lived in North Carolina. So I get how you can, like, culturally change with all of that stuff. The thing that was, like, truly chilling to me that made me stop and almost self-reflect enough to not watch reality TV, so I had to put the article down for a second, was when they talked about how Tom is so used to narrating his life and like so yes. accustomed to like pausing for an airplane.
Oh my God.
Because it that was interferes so creepy. With the mic. Like, I was like, oh my God, I bet they all do that. I bet they all, like, second, like first instinct is to just, like, stop talking until the noise has passed. Or, like, to, like, be like, the way I'm feeling right now, man, it's just like, I don't know. Like, I was really in love with her.
Yeah.
Right, Riley? And do you think he tried to sleep with Riley?
Yes. Yes, yeah. I do mm-hmm. think so. Mm-hmm. I also yeah. Think yeah. That. Yeah. Because Riley, I think, is also – was in the article. In future interactions, Riley is no longer at these events or with the – because
– Bravo has had her killed.
Yeah. They sent her to the farm upstate. That's what right, they did.
To run around with other 23-year-old publicists.
They in the article, they say – it's so funny. They said, Tom Sandoval has morphed into a unique Los Angeles species. He's late to everything. His publicist never seems to be able to reach him. And his face has that taut sheen that celebrities get from anti-aging protocols.
I did also feel personally attacked by that. I was like
no. Then this is where they said he talks about his life not in years but in seasons and episodes. Sometimes he pauses mid-sentence and stares into the middle distance like a doll whose wind-up key has jammed until whatever ambulance, helicopter, or other sound interfering entity has passed. And then he continues as if nothing has happened, even when there are no mics or cameras on him. Oh my God. That's a horror. This is a horror movie.
Yeah. And it also makes me be like, reality TV is more real than I thought that it was, because these yeah. people have an instinct to, like, be met. Like, it's a honed instinct. It's like acting different, only in that you get better and more natural at it as you yeah. do more of it.
Yeah.
And, like, I also – like, this is true of Tom and Ariana. This is true of every – whether you and your – boyfriend open a lemonade stand together, or you monetize a relationship for social media or Bravo or whatever, once you decide to, like, commodify your relationship in that way, you fundamentally, like, change what it is to be in love. Like, I believe Ariana is truly devastated, because they were house partners, love partners, and business partners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, like, it's such a betrayal on every single angle.
Yeah.
And, like, but then also it is like, Ariana, I'm not even blaming her. I'm just like, we all have all the footage, you yeah. know, like,
yeah,
it's to have chosen to stay with someone so terrible for so long. It's just fascinating to me. I'm not blaming her for his actions. I just yeah. am like, you know, when you watch back and she's like, my dad died and I'm sad. And he's like, I know. And that totally sucks. But I do kind of need to go play with a bulldozer right now.
Oh, my God.
It's in Vegas. And I just simply – like, they have touch a truck events at towns all over this great nation of ours.
Yes.
You could have gone and played with a bulldozer another day.
Yeah. There's an entire park in New Jersey called – I think it's called the Diggin or something, or the Dig or something like that. And you just go and you get to play on. That's what you do. You play
okay, on. That's fun for a bachelorette party.
Yeah. Yeah. It's targeted for children, but I'm sure it's fine. Also, like, that one season where he weaseled his way onto the book, the cocktail book, will stay with me for the rest of my life. And, like, Danny Pellegrino has talked about it, about, like, how he weaseled his way on there and all of that. Like, we know that the facts are there, but I think I also lean on the fact that, like, the same way he was manipulating Rachel and telling her that, like, he was in a bad situation and, like, Ariana didn't understand and all that stuff, he used that same stuff with Kristen and Ariana, you know? So it was all of that. There's some other great parts. Oh, later on, the writer meets Sandoval when he's supposed to be filming a confessional. And this is how it's written. Sandoval began to perform loud vocal exercises. He applied pomade to his hair, combing it back with his fingers, changing into a light blue women's suit from Zara, which he said he preferred to the store's menswear. The suit looked good, but the sleeves barely reached his wrists. As he emerged from the dressing room, there was something about the suit's feminine cut combined with Sandoval's physique and slightly hunched posture that reminded me of Heath Ledger's Joker in the scene at the hospital where he wears a nurse's uniform.
Listen, I'm gonna say, first of all, I'm jealous of Sandoval. I can't fit into any of the suits at Zara.
Me either.
So good for him. I don't care if this leaves Stonebreach. I'm jealous of that. But like that kind of thing, like Sandoval loves that.
Yeah.
Like he, his takeaway from the article is like, one, man, people are going to come after me because I was trying to like make an analogy. Mm-hmm. And two, I mean, I am kind of like Heath Ledger. Like,
yeah.
Those are,
yes.
Those are going to be his two takeaways.
Yeah. I'm like the reality TV Heath Ledger, actually.
You know that he and Kyle Chan have a text thread where that has been said. You know it. You know it.
Yes. Oh, God. Also, when they talk about the restaurants, the writer says, when I stopped by Sir in August, the food was terrible, but there was a line of people out the door and around the block.
I mean, you have recently visited these establishments.
Correct.
Yes.
Correct. Disgusting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's really bad. The cocktails are strong and mediocre. Like tasting, but it's like, okay, well, it is alcohol. The food is such that you're like, I don't know if this is nourishing my body. Like, I don't know.
It's not at all. Mm-hmm. Everything is either air fried or deep fried and just like bland. It might
be or microwaved. I had an omelet that I do believe was microwaved.
It's like, I'm going to say it's just like the slightest touch about above airline food, like airplane food.
I've had some really good airplane food. So I don't know. Like, I would say, like, it's not comparable to anything I've willingly paid for in my adult life. But the experience of being there, there is a future episode that may or may not air. You never know what, like, will actually make the show. But I had brunch and the entire cast was there filming.
I can't wait to see you in the back.
I was like, this omelet tastes like watching gossip. Like, it is the best thing I've ever had.
They write about Tom Tom. At Tom Tom, Sandoval gave me an insider's tour. This is so funny. An insider's tour. There's the men's room, the women's room, he said. This table is really cool, but you got to watch your knees. He took me out back by the trash cans where he says Maddox ripped his chain and split his lip the night she found out about the affair. And that's when he says that she beat his ass. I was like,
do you believe that?
I don't believe that. I believe that she has some nails and I believe that she pushed him around and I believe she ripped off the necklace. But I'm not mad about it. I'm like, okay, I'm glad she didn't murder you, bitch. Like,
I'm she's better than she me. I'm skeptical she split his lip. I am skeptical about that. Because it's coming out now when he looks.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right.
Just like, I mean, maybe she did. I don't know. But I'm just kind of like, okay, like, I guess. What I love about Vanderpump Rules is like, yeah, where the trash is disposed of at a restaurant is culturally significant to both the people on the show and fans of the show. We're like, no, we need to see the dumpster. The dumpster is actually like, that is an important part of the tour.
Yeah, that's actually like an important set piece. That's like the friend's couch. Like, it's really important. People really need to see the back alley. Yeah,
it's special. I was in Poop Hole Village, Franklin Village, recently on a Saturday night to see a show.
Hold on. Did you call it Poop Hole?
Yeah, that's what James called it when he was like, he was like, you're going to open your bar at the corner of Silver Lake and Poop Hole Village. And every time I'm in Franklin Village, I think of that and I giggle to myself. But there, UCB, the Upright Citizens Brigade, is there.
Yeah.
And my boyfriend and I were going to go see a friend's show. And so I was like, oh, let's get a drink at Schwartz and Sandy's first. It's literally three doors down. Or it's like around the corner. Like, we're parking. We're walking. It's super close. Saturday night, 8 p.m. We go to open the door. The door is locked. The restaurant is closed on a Saturday night.
What?
It was very odd. And it wasn't like private party. You know, like sometimes there'll be a sign that's like private party, blah, blah, blah. Well, first of all, they can't lock the door for a private party.
Yeah.
But second of all, there were no cars in the parking lot. And we peeped inside and the lights were on. Like inside in the – so I think that's very – like all of the Vanderpump restaurants keep really odd hours. But
yeah,
even they are open at 8 p.m. on a Saturday.
Also a great analogy for Schwartz and Sandy's, where the lights are on but nobody's home.
Nobody's home. Absolutely. I do think Tom Schwartz is much smarter than Tom Sandoval.
And also maybe even scarier as a result.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's
yeah.
so quick to push a woman, so quick to yell at a woman.
Oh, honey. Oh. Oh, buddy, if he has the opportunity to scream at a woman, he's going to fucking do it. Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. his thing. They also dragged Evolution Media in this article, like just slightly. And this is why I asked whether you read the article or if you heard it, because I listened to it. And this is how they said it. They said, as Baskin showed me around, random objects caught my eye. A can of gasoline, bottle of Tums and sunblock, a blown up diagram of the female reproductive system atop a file cabinet, and a few moving boxes labeled bitch. I was like, write another article about all of that, please.
Yeah. Let's get a series going. I will subscribe. Absolutely. I'll pay whatever you want. Put it behind Patreon. I don't care.
So good. But the article ended with Tom Sandoval saying, as long as people are interested, he told me, we're being honest in our feels. And that's what he's doing now, sitting in front of the camera in a powder blue suit and sunless Tanner, being honest in his feels. I watched him on a monitor as he peered into the lens with one eyebrow slightly raised. Then the camera rolled and his face lit up with a big, genuine smile.
Chilling.
Chilling. Haunting.
Yeah. Honestly, devastating. The most upset. Because I was like, oh, I know exactly what that looks like. I've seen Tom Sandoval do this like a million times.
Yeah. Yeah. Anybody I know who has met Tom Sandoval in real life has said that he is not nice.
Really? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Fascinating.
And especially when it's Tom Sandoval and he was accompanying Ariana at an event. So if they were at a thing and it was like Ariana going to an event and Tom was there with her, he would be especially nasty.
That doesn't surprise me at all. He is mm-hmm. absolutely somebody who ruins his partner's moments.
Yeah, yeah.
And books and lives.
Life, and yeah.
Maybe dog. We don't know. The part of the article where he was like, yeah, I mean, she like took the cat and dog somewhere. She wouldn't have done that if she's gone for a little while. You will not just be taking my cat and my dog somewhere and I don't know where it is and I don't know if they're safe. Uh-huh. Like, Ariana is a responsible person. I'm sure that those pets are totally safe. But for him to be like, I don't know where they are.
Yeah, wherever they are.
You have an assistant who can talk to Ariana's assistant.
Yeah.
And just be like, hey, where are the dog and cat? Can you just give me a little headline on that?
Yeah, yeah. Also, he had an assistant in this article who was just sorting out his utility bills. And he says, I just have him do the things I don't physically have to do. And I was like, you can't sort out your bills?
It is very interesting, these people that have these assistants, because it's like you could make more money if you just did these things yourself. Like, you're not so famous that you can't manage all these appearances and his utility bill.
Honestly. Like, first of all, why isn't that on autopay? Because they're broke. Why am I even saying that?
Well, I'm sure that they used to be on autopay and then he overdrew all of them as he's true. Talked about in different things, being like, Ariana won't pay me for these bills. I wouldn't believe a word. I don't believe a word he says.
Mm-mm,
I mean, and we'll get to the episode, but I got controversial opinions.
Do you want to get to the episode?
I don't want to leave any crumbs on the table for the article if there's anything else.
No.
The pictures are incredible. I did think I do really love their couch.
I know.
That green velvet couch, it's beautiful. And the black rug, it's like, I don't have the space for it, but like, we know it looks great. That house is beautiful.
I hate the fact that those were really nice pictures.
Yeah. He is an actor. And I said, this first picture, this is the daddy doesn't love you. The second picture, this is all American. We're seeing his range in this article. It's incredible.
Oh, God. All right. This episode on Vanderpump Rules, we had James setting up for his very first pool party.
Almost cost me $2,000 all these towels.
Okay. Very relatable, though, because yes. When the first time I am hosting a whole bunch of friends, I'm like, money is nothing. Let me just swipe, swipe, swipe. And I just get all this stuff. And then I'm like, oh, no. Why is my credit card so billed? Or why is my credit card bill so high? And it's like, oh, well, yeah, it's because you went to Trader Joe's and you lost your mind.
Yeah, I wanted everybody I know to think that, like, I live an influencer lifestyle where I'm like, yeah, of course we have multiple inflatables. Like
the little, like, something about her inflatable that he got.
That was so cute. Sweet. And so the sweet. First real version of the store we've actually seen.
Now, I did also walk by something about her.
Do tell.
It was closed, obviously. But also, there was like a lockbox on it. But you know the ones that you see at a realtor would put on?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oof, I don't think this place is opening up, you guys.
It has almost opened so many times.
Yeah.
And we don't really need it.
No.
But I will go. If it opens, I'll go and get a sandwich day one. As I was at Schwartz and Sandy's the day after the scandal broke. So I will be thinking about her.
Yeah. I mean, also, they were like, we need to get an alcohol license and all that. I was like, do you? I don't think you do, to be honest. Half of your cast is now sober. So I don't even think that booze is really even your guys' thing anymore.
Plus, it's a sandwich shop.
Yeah.
You can serve sandwiches. Eventually, you might serve wine, but Panera doesn't.
Yeah. Like exactly. Have you been to a sandwich shop that's a BYOB? Like, it's okay. Also, Sir is literally down the street.
Yes, you can go get a disgusting cocktail or a warm glass of rosé there.
Yes. By the way, I saw Guillermo at Sir.
So handsome.
So handsome. Looks like George Clooney and Chris Pine had a baby.
Wow. And he maybe could have been an actor. And instead, he is
– whatever that is.
In charge of an empire.
He's Guillermo.
I did once see Max managing at Tom Tom. They're there. They're in the mix.
I know. Everybody said that whenever they used to go before, Peter was always there.
Oof. Oof. Cautionary tale. I think Peter is mostly retired to Florida now.
Oh, as a pirate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So James is having this pool party and he's very excited because I think that in James's mind, you really made it on Vanderpump Rules when you buy a house and have a pool party.
Yes.
I was like, okay, James, sure. He's inviting everybody to it except for obviously Tom. Tom
is also just for a moment, let's pause and think. His house, like my apartment, is in the path of the Burbank Airport. Uh-huh. Planes are going over constantly. So all these people are like, and then I said, for the entire party.
And these editors, every single time they show James's house, they're like, but first, an airplane. Like it almost, like if you didn't know, you'd be like, are we flying to James's house? It's like, no, no, no. There's always just flying over James's house.
And that is accurate. I was like, man, that really, it's really personal for me how hard they direct James for that.
Tom is going with Billy Lee to a spa called Intimacy where they're going to do like cold plunges. And Billy Lee is going to creepily sit next to him and watch him.
Yeah, Tom is going to go do a sponsored thing and Billy Lee is going to watch. Like,
so weird.
They couldn't have gotten her in a second tub.
I know.
It's so odd. Like, let them just be in two tubs together being like, brr.
Yeah. Yes. Like, she's literally just crouched down next to him in a robe and a bathing suit, just staring at him. So strange.
And being like, Tom, how does it feel? I am so bitter about Billie Lee because she decided she wanted to be a comic recently. And now she's getting booked on shows all over LA that I cannot get booked on. And I am like, I did everything backwards. I would be surprised. I don't know. She might be very funny. If there's a chance she's very funny. Mm-hmm. But it's pretty big to go from like not being a stand-up to like in a year being booked on shows with like comics who have their own specials.
Yeah. Oh, maybe who knows? Who knows what the deal is? Vanderpump will get you far. I
support women.
Yeah.
I support female comedians, most of them, more than anyone else.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. But in this television show, as a character on this television show, she's giving weirdo.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. She every person around Tom Sandoval is giving, yes, I finally can get on the show.
Yeah.
I finally am going to say a line on the show.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And then she's like, are you gonna start dating? And he's like, no. And she's like, damn it.
Oh, because I think it would be like kind of cool to date someone who's already in the group.
Yeah. Like, oh, really? Like, I've never thought about like I don't know, like if you wanted to like go to a place where maybe dating could happen and I might be there. Like, I don't know.
It's funny because you like always date your friends and we're friends.
That's so dumb. Well, Lisa is cutting flowers in her McMansion and her mall house, and she
invites her little crop top Oxford shirt, the weirdest shirt I've ever seen on a person.
She with her new dog.
God bless. You know that dog's about to get Munchausen into being having alopecia.
I know. Such a cute dog. And I was like, where are the other dogs? Where are they?
Can we see all the dogs? Could we just kind of line up the dogs and see which ones are silly?
Lala and Sheena come, and Lisa's laying it on thick. And she's like, hey, I'm worried about Tom. I had a conversation with him. He reminds me of my brother, and I feel like we can't let him go down a dark path because he said that he is in a very dark, bad place. And Lisa's crying, and Sheena's crying, and Lala's crying. And man, Lisa is a great manipulator.
Like, yeah, she's really good.
People on the internet are like, oh, Tom manipulated Lisa. And I was like, no. Mm-mm.
You don't think?
I think Tom came in and said what he said, and Lisa said, oh, great, yeah, I'll just use this to get the rest of the kids to film with you. But I don't think that Lisa feels bad for – like, I think that she feels – here's the thing. I think that she's scared for their lives the equal amount. I think she's worried for – no, not all of them. She's scared for all the lives of the men on the show the equal amount, never the women. They're fine.
The women are disposable to Lisa, which is wild because if they had made this season about the women for once, it would be a great season. And instead, it's coming across very mediocre and like manipulated by the producers. Mm-hmm. But I believe that two things can be true. I do think that Sandoval, like, I've struggled with mental health. I've struggled with suicidal ideation. So I'm not saying like, oh, we should dismiss anyone who says that. If somebody says that, it's very serious. I will say at my darkest times, I wasn't telling anybody. But mm-hmm. also, even if it's true, Sandoval is still using it to his advantage when it comes to Lisa. You know, like, I'm not saying I don't believe him, but I'm saying he knows how to weaponize his feelings no matter how genuine they are. So I do – and, like, I am sure what happened with her brother was, like, paradigm shifting for her and horrible. And so, like, I can see how she took that very seriously, but also Lisa is good at using her real feelings to manipulate people. So it's, like, they are the result of this environment.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's almost like they're finding little nuggets to try to get people to do the thing that they want, right? Like, even though even if Lisa is skeptical of how Tom feels or what Tom is saying, I feel like she's like, that's good enough for me to use to try to get these kids. And then she's like, I'm going to use my personal story to convince Lala and Sheena that they need to hang out with Tom. Mm-hmm. And I think Lala was totally right to be like, your brother is a completely different person than Tom Sandoval. And what happened to your brother is horrible. But I think later on when they get to James's house and they're telling Ariana about all this stuff, about this like little mental health carrot that LVP is dangling around, Ariana's reaction was just so exactly what I was thinking, which is that like she starts shaking her head and she's like, he did this to himself. And I'm not saying that he should hurt himself, but he did this to himself. And the solution here should not be for Lisa Vanderpump to be like, why don't you guys talk to him? It should be like, Lisa, why don't you set him up with a therapist? Mm-hmm. Like, let's do that. Let's figure that out instead of being like, maybe you guys could talk to him.
Can you like, guys be his friend?
Yeah. Yeah. It's not like he's a little like he's like a little guy. Like he's like a 22-year-old. He's not James who like comes
and to James is also not a 22-year-old little guy anymore. Every last person on this show has the money, the resources, and certainly the time to get themselves into therapy. I do think somebody like Tom Sandoval would be more dangerous in like once he got therapy.
I know.
But that's – I'm not defending Lisa. She's like – if somebody said that to me very earnestly, I'd be like, okay, let's like come up with a plan. Let's like come – you know, like let's really sit down and talk about this. But Sandoval never takes accountability for anything. It is the wildest thing I've ever seen. He's a little bit like Kyle – Richards in that way, who, like doesn't even have a word, has to have a special word to not say I'm sorry, where it's like if we're like so incapable of being like, you're right, that was fucked up, that's step one.
Yeah
Like Tom, have you tried saying I'm sorry and not saying but?
Yes, exactly. And I think that he thinks that because at the end of last season, right, what – like literally 5 days after all this stuff happened, he was sobbing and crying, that that was enough. I think the other thing that we're not recognizing on this show because we're all so over it is that this is also them filming right after that little extra little clip that came out at the end with – you know, with what's her face, with Rachel saying that like this affair started and she wasn't allowed to say anything and she's scared of him and she's not going to have anybody left and all those kinds of things. Right. Like, so you recognize like there is, I think now that we as viewers are watching it, we can sort of like distance ourselves from that information. But if you think about where these people were when they're filming this television show, it's right after all this stuff has come out. Also, I think on the topic of like mental health and Tom Sandoval, Rachel is in a mental health facility right now, and he's annoyed that she is extending her stays and not responding to him and not sending him fucking text messages on his birthday. And I think like that kind of tells you how much this person actually understands and cares about mental health struggles in a way that's not transactional. He's going to use his darkness and his sadness as a way to manipulate people. He's not going to look at his darkness and his sadness as a thing that he needs help for. He's going to use it, like you said, like a weapon. And that's exactly what he's doing in this situation. And he's using it against Sheena, who is the easiest target. I don't think that it's by accident that Tom like blocked Sheena. Because Sheena would be the person that checks and sees and talks about it and brings it up and gets annoyed and all that stuff. And then Sheena would be the person that he approaches first at Sir and pulls aside and has a conversation with. Like, he knows that she is the easiest person to manipulate. And Ariana's aware of that, too. So, yeah.
And Sheena wants to please men. You know, like, Sheena is somebody who prioritizes men's feelings even above her own. I also, to your point of mental health and like how Tom Sandoval doesn't take it seriously, I believe he takes his own mental health very seriously. And like, but when a like woman in his life or a person in his life says, I'm having a mental health struggle, because of how he would handle that, he's like, no, you're not. You know, like,
yeah.
It's the same way I am with ghosts. Like, I believe I have seen a ghost, but when someone else says they've seen a ghost, I'm like, they probably haven't seen a ghost. You know? And I can recognize that, like, I can recognize how preposterous and egotistical that is, but I think Sandoval applies it to a lot of parts of his life.
Well, also, I think it's because Sandoval, exactly what you said, because of how he would use that information, he's like, I'm not going to fall for your shit with, like, you saying you have mental health issues. Like, yeah. Whatever. Like, you can't control me. It's like, it's so fucked up. And I think Sheena is sweet for saying it to Ariana. But I think the other thing is that, like, I don't know what people want Ariana to say in this situation. Do they want her to be like, yeah, guys, go ahead and talk to him? No. She did. First of all, stop telling her, because she's not going to give you the okay. Like, I feel like they're telling her to almost give her the heads up, and they almost expect her to be like, yeah, it's fine. Go ahead and talk to him, right? But you're not going to get that out of her. But you also shouldn't need that out of her in order for you to, like, do whatever you need to do for your own relationship with this person.
Yeah. Also, last season, which was very fresh for them.
Yeah.
Sheena tried to annex Katie from the show, and Tom and Tom tried to annex Ariana from the show.
Yes.
So, like, if you want to just talk about it purely from a money standpoint, which, like, I'm sure that they're not just upset from a money standpoint, but, like, in addition to everything else.
Yeah.
They were trying to get them fired. Like, yes. If you, like, the way that Tom's like, Ariana's always just, like, mean to me when I'm bringing her a love juice or whatever with that cappuccino and all that shit. Like,
it's a dumpling latte.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's, when I, yeah.
Listen, I hate myself for knowing that, and I hate the fact that I will remember that even when I die.
And now I also will remember it. And I don't know if we've talked about this, but that cinnamon pin that Ariana had, I was like, I fucking want that. I don't even drink lattes, but I want that pen.
I just want it for the art. Like, I don't even know what I would do with it, because I don't drink that many lattes.
I would put cinnamon on everything. I would ask for a collection of them and then be like, do you want a little salt? Love you. Like,
oh, yeah, that's a good question. Like, can I use it for other things?
I don't know how fine the spice or the seasoning has to be to get through the thing, but I'm very interested in finding out.
Because if I could put smoked paprika in it, that shit is going on everything.
Forget it. Oh my God. Just imagine the possibilities. Oh, that would be incredible.
They're going to go on this trip to Lake Tahoe. Sheena and Lala are going to go just because
Lisa has – backdoor pilot Lisa Vanderpump's Hulu show that's coming out.
Oh, that's right. What is the show going to be called?
I think it's Vanderpump Villa. And might be in Paris, but I do think that this is related to that.
Yeah, probably. I'm sure. She's like, this show's run its course. I gotta do some forward thinking. And then the episode ends with really just not something I was expecting. James is called by Lisa, and he's like, Lisa's like, I just need 10 minutes. And so he's like thinking they're going to talk about Tom, because she's one by one asking these people to give Tom Sandoval more of their time. And so he goes to Vanderpump Dogs.
A cursed place.
And right before he gets there, you see Lisa talking to the marketing director of Vanderpump Dogs. I'm like, okay, I don't know why you would be asking her this question. But she turns to her and she says, you sure it's him, right? And she's like, yes, Lisa, I'm sure. And then James comes in, and little Graham Cracker comes down the stairs, wiggling his little butt.
Oh. My first thought when I saw that was, I thought Graham was bigger. I thought this was Graham.
Oh my God, wait, you're right. Maybe.
But I'm sure it is. I'm sure it's Graham.
Yeah.
My second thought was, yikes, because is James actually a good, safe person, but also poor Allie and her cat are already in the mix? Like, it's a lot to surprise someone with a dog, even a dog they love, and be like, now take him home to your house right now.
Well, it's also such a manipulative move on Lisa's part again. And my thing was, Lisa, how long have you had that dog?
Oh my God. The day Scandoval broke, Lisa went to the Juliet, which is the place where Raquel was living, and just stole that dog right out of there. It's super close to me. They showed it on the show, so I don't feel bad saying it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I looked at an apartment there when I first was like looking at apartments in LA, and I saw one and I said, oh, this is nice. And they gave me the price and I was like, oh my God, it's not that nice. And the person who showed me around was, you know, they were the most energetic person I've ever met during the day.
Oh.
I said, wow, you're in charge of this building. I bet a lot of stuff gets done very quickly and then maybe not for a long time.
And then maybe sometimes in the middle of the day, you just doze off and nobody knows where you are. You don't respond.
Nobody can find you for weeks or months. You know, just that typical LA thing.
Oh my God. Yeah. I was just, I immediately was like wondering how Lisa, like when Lisa picked up this dog, how long this dog has been with Lisa, and when she was planning to like release this like bait into the thing and just like be like, now Jamesy's gonna have to listen to me because I found him graham cracker.
And like, what a further way to vilify Raquel, to be like, she just like gave him up.
Oh my God. Like, and then, and also in this situation again, Lisa gets to make the man like the hero here, right? Of like, mm-hmm. Now James. Now I will say, when James started crying with the dog, I was also crying. No, I'm not even an animal person.
Well, sure,
you, I'm a human being.
Made of stone. Yeah, like I did hold my cocker spaniel tight in that moment, and I said, "You will never go to Vanderpump Dogs. You don't have to worry. That's not going to happen to you."
Do you think that that's a nice place, Vanderpump Dogs?
No, no. In the same way that Sir and Tom Tom and Sports and Sandy's have the trappings of a nice place, where it's like, oh yeah, look at all these chandeliers, look at all this like,
yeah,
accoutrement.
Yeah.
But then when you're like, could I have a salad? You're devastated when you see the contents of that salad. I believe that's like what Vanderpump Dogs is.
Oh my
like.
God. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're, those dogs are getting some like bulk, like dry food. Mm-hmm. They're not. Oh my God.
I don't think the conditions are good. I think in the same way that Dorit's clothes this season have been stamped with designer logos, but the quality of the fabric is perhaps more consistent with like a tent or a windbreaker. I think that's the quality.
Oh my God. But just like seeing James literally skip down the street with his little doggy. God.
And aww. Graham was really excited to see him. And that was nice. That made me feel good. Like, best case. I mean, also, what did you think of the part of the article where Tom said, I think Raquel will come back next season. What else is she going to do?
So fucked up.
Haunting. So fucked up.
Oh my God.
Because I was like, what else is she going to do? I mean, she could do anything, but like.
Well, right now she is under Bethany Frankel's spell.
Wow. Out of the frying pan into the fire with that one, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. She said, I'm getting manipulated by Bravo. Let me get out of here. And then she signed a contract into Bethany's Frankel's fucking podcast network, where apparently
it's very poor, unfortunate souls.
Extremely poor, unfortunate souls. She literally has her voice, and she, Raquel apparently has released like several episodes. Like, we're talking about 10 episodes, and she releases like one every other day.
Yeah.
And she's making a good amount of money, so at least there's that.
Thank god she's making something out of this. Like, I do think it was a mistake for her to not come back on the show, mm-hmm. because I think she would have had a redemption arc.
Yeah.
In a way that like Tom Sandoval's is not believable. I think hers was believable. But like, I'm also thinking of this as I think of all reality show people, where they treat their mental health as disposable, and good for her if she truly is not doing that.
Yeah. I think that she recognized that if she goes back to the show and she tries to like rehab her image, then the only thing that she's then caring about still is a validation from other people. Whereas in this situation, she was like, let me get better. I mean, she spends every episode trashing Tom, which like, I love. Congratulations to you.
And he is her shitty ex-boyfriend. I have an ex-boyfriend from 7 years ago who, like, if I see something about him, I'm like, well. So I understand.
Yeah. Yeah, I have an ex who I whose picture I recently came upon on LinkedIn.
How dare he be on LinkedIn?
No, actually, I didn't. I think one of my friends did. I was like, I don't want to look him up because, like, it's weird. Yeah. What if he can tell, right? And so my friend looked him up and she said he lost his hair. And I was like, oh, thank God.
Thank God. Oh, thank God. It's not enough, but thank God.
Oh, my God. Well, any other thoughts about these? Oh, by the way, next week, Graham, we're glad you're back, but he is not going to be very nice to Mr. Banks.
I mean, I can't predict the future of next week's episode.
But you do have some data points from 11 years of the show.
Yes. And I moved in with my boyfriend, who is the original owner of the Cocker Spaniel, and my two cats, mm-hmm. 6 months ago. Mm-hmm. Time flies when you're deliriously happy. Yeah. We're deliriously happy. The pets, less so. Uh-huh. It's hard. It's hard to meld pet households. Uh-huh. Cats and dogs are, like, famously not that compatible. It is, like, a whole thing. And so I don't blame Graham. I don't blame anybody in that situation. Lately my cats and the dog have been getting along much better, but they still will spit at him when he walks by, and he still will chase them if he wants to. So it's a constant negotiation, you know, like, or he'll chase one, but then the other one will be hiding behind a door and then jump out and scare him. They are figuring it out. So
yeah.
I'm like, this is relatable, but I'm going to need Vanderpump Rules to stop apologizing for Tom Sandoval in order for me to enjoy the show. Let's see him have some consequences. I certainly don't want anything bad to happen to him.
Sure.
When I went to Schwartz and Sandy's, we had a nice time. We tipped well. We were very polite to Brett, the guy who's on the TV show and was our bartender. Uh-huh. I don't think anybody should, like, be harassing anybody online, but he should face the consequences of his actions with the people he actually hurt.
Yeah, and certainly he should not be getting more articles.
I mean, you can't stop Riley, though. She is a Hollywood machine.
She's a menace.
She is going to be getting him a crossword mention in the Parade magazine that comes tucked into your newspaper on Sundays. Like, I do wonder who she works for, and, like, because, like, okay, if I'm sitting down with the New York Times and I know that I'm on – even if I'm not on an apology tour or, like, trying to win hearts and minds, but especially then, I'm going to have someone very good at PR with me. Someone who is not half my age.
Yeah.
Somebody who's, like, fielding questions before I talk.
Yeah.
Not someone who's texting.
And not somebody who's, like, shocked that your girlfriend still lives in the house.
And asks that in front of the reporter. Like, babe, if you have a question, write it down. Wait till the reporter leaves. You can ask then. Also, you're a fan of the show. You didn't know Ariana was living there. Please.
Please. Also, your crisis manager, your expert is crisis management. And this is... You're a crisis. In the words of Bethany, this is a crisis.
This is a crisis. Be strong. But it's like Tom Sandoval thinks he's got this in the bag. He's like, are you watching Love is Blind?
I am.
Oh, thank God. When Matthew – spoilers for, like, for episode 4 or something of this season of Love is Blind. When Matthew comes in and he's like, now you're mad at me, but I think America loves an underdog. Like, I was like, my guy? You're not supposed to say that out loud. You're not supposed to say.
We pretend like America's not watching.
Yeah. You should pretend like you're in this for the right reasons, and the right reasons are not fame. I believe that Matthew and Tom Sandoval will be good friends within one season of Vanderpump Rules.
Yes. They will cross paths.
Oh, I have a question for you also.
Yeah.
I see a lot of people online saying, I don't think Vanderpump Rules has another season in them after this. Mm-hmm. And to that I say, personally – we stuck with them through a lizard funeral, which was absolutely the result of Tom Schwartz killing that lizard.
Yes.
So, like, I'll watch till the end, but I do think it's interesting how they refuse to center the women, which I think gives the show a lot more longevity.
Yeah.
Do you have any thoughts on that?
I mean, I would not be surprised if Vanderpump Rules comes back only because of the way the show is edited. Every episode, it's chock full of like black and white flashbacks. I'm like, I know a final season when I see one, okay? I know this. I know this formula, okay? I've watched the finales of every single show. So, like, I feel like that's what's happening on this show, and I think that they're going to try it with the Valley. I think that they could possibly give Ariana a spinoff, but I think that, like, Vanderpump Rules as the show itself, I think it's going to have to end. I think it's going to have to be a different show, and I think that maybe it's around Ariana, maybe it's not. Who knows? But I think that it's one of those things also where we watch the show to find out what's happening in the lives of these reality TV people. But Vanderpump is so saturated on the internet that, like, I already know what's happening with all these reality TV people. So it's like, yeah. Also, real quick, I did meet Sheena on Saturday night. A sweet baby angel, like a little pixie fairy. So wow. Sweet. So sweet.
Tiny.
Teeny, itty bitty. So yeah. Tiny. So tiny. Brock was not present.
Bless. That's a sentence that a lot of people have said about Brock, actually, down to his children.
And I said to her, I just want to say that I have been a Sheena supporter since day one. And she held my hands and she looked into my eyes sincerely and she said, thank you. There needs to be more people like you in the world. Or she said, we need more people like you. I was like, oh, Sheena, you're so cute.
Wow.
And she started to watch What Crappens did their Crappy Awards and she was like the first guest. And so they were like, let's do a cheers to start off the night, right? So Sheena, will you lead us in a cheers for the rest of the night? Thinking this is a cheers to kick off their show. And Sheena says, cheers to season 11 of Vanderpump Rules. That's perfect. That's exactly what Sheena would do.
Yeah. These people really are the way that they are.
Yeah, exactly.
They're such a blessing to us. I did hear there was a little drama from Watch What Crappens, and I don't know if you're going to cover that on a different show.
Tell me about it. What was the drama that you heard?
The Heather Gay of it all.
Oh, my God. She sucks, man.
I loved her season one, and I know. Yeah. I don't like this bullying with Monica. I think they should have let Monica back on the show.
Agreed.
Because I think she knows that all of them submitted to Reality Vontees.
Yes. Yeah. Also, like, it's literally a gag award show where they win gold spray painted poop trophies. It's not that serious, Heather. Like,
no. And no. Just in case anybody doesn't know, she got mad at Ronnie and
Ben for nominating Monica as a newbie.
And tried to pressure them to un-nominate her, which is just like, it's just very embarrassing. Like,
that's the best word to use. It is embarrassing. That's the best way I would describe that interaction is like, are you not embarrassed? Because that is extremely embarrassing. Well, Amanda, I could talk to you I should have just read I did basically read the whole article, but we should just do a reading of the article. You should try to book whatever comedy club, what's her face is at, Billie Lee, and then you should just go there and read some of the hits from this article.
I'll see if I can open for her.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Can you tell everybody what you have going on and what they can support you on?
Oh my gosh. What do I have going on? Not much. No, that's not true. My film Dumb Rich Sluts is almost at the end of post-production. So it's a short. It'll be out there. If you are a film festival person, please reach out to me. I'd love to submit to your thing. And you can follow me on Amanda Hunt at Amanda Hunt and Kiss on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. And that's all the news that I have about that.
Well, I appreciate you. I will be back tomorrow to talk actually about Love is Blind with Kendrick Tucker. So After I stop recording with you, I'm going to go put the kids to bed, and then I'm going to watch today's dump.
Wow. You have a really beautiful evening ahead of you.
Now, real quick before we leave, do you have a most – you do you have a couple from the season yet that you think will make it to the end? Yes or no? And can you guess, or can you share that with us?
I predict they all make it to the altar.
Uh-huh.
And I predict that based on just the first dump of shows, because I haven't seen this new dump.
Oh, no, I haven't seen the new dump either.
I think Kenneth and what's her name? The uh-huh. Christian ones.
Yeah. The Patriot. No, she wasn't the Patriot, but she was very Christian.
Yeah, the Patriot, yikes. But this religious couple, they give me similar values, shared values, and like that, I think, yeah, actually makes you want to get married on these shows where you're like, we can't know each other that well, but we do agree on like big things.
Yeah, yeah.
Do I think anyone else? Oh yeah. Little red-haired guy.
The Jersey guy. And the little Latina girl, and the Puerto Rican girl.
Latina girl. I feel like they actually are very sweet together.
Yeah. That was the one couple that I think are going to make it. The only reason I worry about Kenneth, and I want to say her name is Brittany. Tiffany. That feels something right. like that.
It's something like that.
Yeah.
No disrespect to you, madam.
But the only reason I think that they might not be able to make it past the real world, like the, you know, honeymoon fear or whatever, is because once they get to the real world, I do think that the race thing is going to become a thing. Because I wouldn't be surprised if one day in jest, Miss Mama says something that she thinks she can say now because she has a black fiance. And he says, wait a minute. No, you can't say that. And then she's like, but I didn't mean it that way. And you know that, and you know my heart.
Yeah, you know my heart. Oh, God. Also, these people are from North Carolina, like I am from North Carolina, and I could absolutely see that. But I do know a lot of, like, mixed-race couples in North Carolina who are very happy, and it's not
– Certainly.
But that's
– But not these two.
That's a – I can absolutely see that right now.
I can see that. Or, like, his – or like her mom says something and he's mm-hmm. like, that made me uncomfortable. And then she's like, well, I don't know why you're holding it against me.
Be like, yeah, I definitely could see the parents stepping in it pretty hard. Maybe her dad. That makes me feel really stressed out.
Yeah.
Very possible.
Yes, exactly. Well, thank you guys for being here. Thank you for listening. And we'll catch you next time.